Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. Did that music make you sad? That was not the purpose of it. That was a piece called Oiseau Triste, Sad Birds, that comes from a set of piano pieces, Miroir, Mirrors, by Maurice Ravel. I think I played this not all that long ago here on Snooze Button, but I included it today because we're having a bird-themed show today. That was a recording with Canadian pianist André Laplante. And in that piece, Ravel doesn't really try to, in any representative or realistic way, portray birdsong. He hints at birdsong, I suppose. But I wonder if he had not attached that title, Oiseau Triste, if anybody would hear hints of birdsong in that. Maybe. I'm not entirely sure. Let's see, we're going to come back and not hear any more of Ravel or André Laplante, but we do have two more bird-themed piano pieces coming up and then a whole bunch of other bird stuff later on. All today's music as well from the 19th and 20th centuries, that's just kind of the way that it turned out. Right now, let us do weather and road reports. Yesterday we had 0.2 millimeters of precipitation. Obviously, it'll be more than that for today since it rained off and on at various points through the night. The low yesterday, 13.8, the high made it up to 25.2. As of 7 a.m., the temperature was 14 degrees. It was a very nice walk into the studio this morning. The rain had let up, and so that was nice. Looking around at the sky, though, I didn't see many signs of any kind of clearing going on. A little towards the west, the sky was a bit brighter, but I think we're going to have to wait a bit before we get much clearing. However, Environment Canada suggests we might get some today. They say showers ending near noon and mainly cloudy. They've got the little sun icon peeking out from behind clouds here. But a 40% chance of showers continuing in the afternoon. Risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon as well. Wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour, increasing to 40 with gusts to 70 near noon. A high today of 22 degrees, the UV index at 5, which is moderate. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers early in the evening with the risk of a thunderstorm, clearing overnight. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 70, then becoming light near midnight, a low tonight of 14 degrees. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, wind from the south at 50, gusting to 70 late in the morning, then becoming light in the evening, and a high tomorrow of 23 degrees. Sunday, a mixture of sun and cloud, a low of 11, a high of 18. And Monday, cloudy with a low of 11, a high of 17. And for what it's worth, Tuesday predicted to be sunny with a low of 11 and a high of 25. So it looks like warmer temperatures, at least right now, that's what it looks like. Warmer temperatures are coming next week, but we're going to have to wait until Tuesday probably before that starts to happen. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province, let's start in Charlottetown, PEI. It's partly cloudy and 16 degrees there. Montreal, 18 with light rain. Toronto, mostly cloudy and 21. Iqaluit is plus 3, partly cloudy. Let's see, Winnipeg, mainly sunny and 18. Saskatoon, 14 degrees and mostly cloudy. Yellowknife, mainly sunny and 11. Edmonton is 15 degrees and sunny. Calgary, light rain and 10 degrees there. Whitehorse is 6 degrees and mostly cloudy. Prince George, cloudy and 13. And a little closer to home, Clinton is cloudy and 10. Hope, 12 degrees with light rain. Kamloops, partly cloudy and 16. Pemberton, 14 degrees. No sky conditions given there. Regarding Pemberton, I don't know if anybody from the BC field ornithologists who are in Lillooet right now can hear me. They are headed to Pemberton for the annual general meeting of the BCFO, and they should know that it's going to be not a bad weather weekend in Pemberton. Maybe not ideal for birding, but not truly awful either. Looks like there is a chance of showers both days on the weekend, and not as sunny or as warm as might be wished for, but I'm sure they'll do pretty well out of it anyway. Turning to the highways, let's see, on Highway 1 we've got the rock scaling going on at the summit of Jackass Mountain, 17 kilometers west of Lytton, if you're not familiar with the area. That works 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, and it continues through June the 27th. Single lane alternating traffic with up to 20 minute delays. And then we've got this confusing note that's been up here for a while on the website. Regarding Highway 1 going east of Lillooet, it says paving 13 kilometers east of 10 kilometers east of Cache Creek to 21 kilometers west of exit 362, the junction with Highway 5, the Coquihalla and Kamloops. And then they go on to say that they're talking about a 27-kilometer stretch of the highway. Let me finish the note, and then I'll get back to what's bugging me here. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through June 30th, the road is reduced to single-lane alternating traffic where that's going on. So I've written to Drive BC to ask them to clarify that. First of all, I don't know why it says paving 13 kilometers east of 10 kilometers east of Cache Creek. Why not just say 23 kilometers east of Cache Creek in the first place? But second of all, the numbers, the kilometrage, a word that... apparently some word processing and internet programs don't recognize as a real word. The kilometrage does not seem to add up there, so I've asked them to take a look again at that and see if they can clarify it. Then we go to Highway 40, construction from 12 kilometers west of Lillooet to 16 kilometers west, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th, single-lane alternating traffic there. And I think the only note I have for Highway 99 South is the construction, 14 to 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and that also continues through September 15th with single lane alternating traffic. And that's it for the weather and roads. And since it's an all-bird show, I have some great bird news to tell you on the Nelson Osprey Nest Cam. That is the web address to go to is columbiawireless.ca, and I will get a link to that up on our Radio Lillooet site today, probably on the home page for Snooze Button. Anyway, one of the three eggs that they have hatched yesterday, and it was great. That was in the afternoon, I believe. I didn't actually watch the hatching. I saw a little earlier on signs that that may be coming, but I was busy doing many other things, and when I did check in again, the chick had actually hatched, and I got to watch a couple of feedings yesterday afternoon, which was really quite cool. The weather in Nelson, I haven't looked at it on Environment Canada, but it's definitely on the wet side this morning, and I've been checking in on the nest quite a bit. And whichever parent is sitting on the nest or has been sitting on the nest at the various times this morning is not moving much, so we're not getting to see the baby right now. But if the weather dries up, I think we will see the adults moving a bit more. And, of course, there'll be activity when feeding times occur as well. And whoever it is, somebody, some very good, decent person who is involved with this project has remote control access of the camera, and so they have been yesterday, shortly after the chick had hatched, they had zoomed in quite tight, so you got a really good view of the chick and a really good view while the feeding was occurring. So there are two more eggs, and usually ospreys lay their eggs between probably 1 and 3 days apart, and so it's expected that that next egg probably going to one of the next eggs probably going to hatch today or tomorrow, and then the other one a day or two after that. So if you haven't been checking in, I urge you to do so. Many people are. Let's see, from yesterday morning when I signed in, there had been about 80,000 hits on the website. Now they're up to 88,600 right now. And also at this time yesterday, there were probably 70 or 80 people at that current time watching. Now there are right now 237 people watching. So it's giving some competition to the World Cup. Maybe not terribly strong competition, but still competition. Very cool to see all of that going on. Okay, let's go back to the music. And we're going to turn now to music by Grieg. And music by, oh, I can't remember this guy's first name, Alabiev. Well, might come back to me. Then again, it might not. Alyabiev. No, I can't remember his first name. What we're going to hear first is a nocturne by Grieg that comes from one of his sets of lyric pieces. That sound is not coming from Nelson. That's coming from somewhere here in Lillooet at the backup, if you can hear the backup beeps. The Grieg Nocturne is absolutely lovely, and although there's no mention of birds in the title here, It has a nocturnal setting, and you will hear trills and some other kind of ornaments going on, especially in the higher range of the right hand in this piece, that are sort of a 19th century musical shorthand for birds, particularly for the nightingale. Anytime you have a nocturne and it's got birdie sounding things in it like that, it always was indicative in the 19th century of the composer trying to evoke the sound of a nightingale. And then we'll move on to a song called Solovey by this guy, Alexander. Oh, it is, yeah, Alexander Alyabiev. His name came back to me. Okay, the beeping is getting very loud now. A song that he wrote, and then Franz Liszt came along and arranged it for solo piano. And so Solovey is the Russian word for nightingale. So we're getting a couple of nightingales in a row. So first we hear Einar Steen-Nöcklaberg playing the Grieg, and then we will turn to Leslie Howard with the Nightingale piece by Alyabiev. Pair of Nightingale pieces there. We just heard first the Nocturne that comes from the what fourth set of lyric pieces, I think, by Edvard Grieg. And that was a recording with Einar Steen Nøkleberg. Absolutely gorgeous piece. And then we heard a song called Solovey, which means the nightingale. That's from the Two Russian Melodies, music that Franz Liszt arranged for piano. That particular piece, the Solovey, is originally a song for voice and piano by Alexander Alyabiev. Leslie Howard was playing the piano on that. And the bird song in that latter piece in the list, pretty much restricted to the introduction and the end, but I love the main tune when it picks up and gets that da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba, a very Russian sounding theme going. I want to hear that played on a played by a balalaika orchestra. Okay, it's 8:26. I can tell the show is going to go overtime again today, but then that's pretty much been the case for a while now. So just not going to worry about it. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lullabot. When Snooze Button wraps up, I'll leave you with music from the Folk World Reggae playlist. And then later this morning, I'll switch things up to Studio One in Lullabot Secondary School. I don't know if student broadcasters Grace and William will be on the air today or not. If so, that'll be about between about 11:25 and 12:15. And then we may not hear from Grace and William again before the year is over, I'm afraid. The school year, I mean. Of course, Monday is at this point scheduled to be a study day for teachers, which means no instruction for students. And then, as we all know, it looks as if a full-scale strike will be starting on Tuesday. Maybe that will be averted, remains to be seen. Later today, Democracy Now, 3 until 4 p.m. This evening at 6 o'clock is the Six Mix, classic rock with your host La La Rochelle. And then that's followed from 8 until 9 by Pleasure Beat with your host Wendy Larman. And don't forget, on Sundays, Sunday morning around 5:30 in the morning, you can hear the Sunday Classical Corner. That runs from 5:30 until 9 a.m. All classical music and without me talking. 9 a.m. until 10 on Sundays is the Andrew Twisty Family Hour. And then later on Sundays is the Fusion Cafe with your host Jason McLeod. And if you would like to check the details of the schedule, you can go to our website, radiolullabot.ca, find the schedule there, find many of our shows in podcast form, the public service announcements, all sorts of other interesting things, and a link to live streaming Radio Lullabot. One other thing I wanted to mention now that I forgot to say regarding highways, the Big Bar Ferry is still closed due to high water on the Fraser. But the Lytton Ferry, it says, is now open to light traffic and Stein Valley school buses only due to high water levels. Those are the only vehicles that's never mind. I was going to explain something that's completely obvious. It does say, please note that the ferry could close again on very short notice due to water levels rising again. We better move on, and we're going to turn now to the Russian composer Alexander Scriabin, who I don't think I've played anything by him too recently. I've definitely never played this. We're going to hear the third movement of his Second Symphony. And it's funny, when I was putting together the show on birds yesterday, I was completely unaware of any bird thing going on in this symphony. I'd probably not paid very close attention to it, I'm afraid, in previous listenings. I think I put this movement or this symphony on just to kind of hear something different and see what I thought about it. And sure enough, this movement has very strong birdsong connections. Scriabin wrote this music in 1901. It's sort of transitional material for him, going between his romantic style and his much stranger, more very highly chromatic style that you find in his later works. And he left us no real clues regarding the meaning or if there's any kind of programmatic intent behind this symphony. In the liner notes for this CD, the person who wrote the liner notes used a term in describing this particular movement. In quotation marks, they wrote the words "Garden of Delights," unquote. And I don't know what those quotation marks mean, if they mean that that's a kind of a pet nickname that this liner note writer has for this particular movement, or if it was somebody else's nickname for it, or if it was if those that was a phrase that Scriabin actually used to describe it. But you will hear birdsong imitations right at the beginning. And being a symphony, of course, woodwind instruments are available to Scriabin, particularly the flute. And you will hear lots of bird stuff going on there at various times through this movement. Very beautiful movement, and rather relaxed and mellow. It has kind of a dreamy quality to it. We'll listen to this recording with the Deutsches Symphonieorchester Berlin. The conductor is Vladimir Ashkenazy. That was music by Alexander Scriabin. We've been listening to the third movement, which is sort of really the second movement. Don't ask. That comes from his Symphony Number 2 in C minor. That was a recording with the Deutsche Symphonieorchester of Berlin, conducted, or I could say the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conducted by Vladimir Ashkenazy. Really like that piece now that I've listened to it carefully a couple of times. I think it's very beautiful. Okay, it's 8:43, so I guess we better do some public service announcements. Let's see, Lillooet Farmers Market is on today, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's across from the post office. If you're not familiar with the area, ask anybody. They will be able to direct you. Lots of great, interesting, and fun things there. And if you want the best selection of baking, you better get there soon and take some cash with you. The Lillooet District Hospital and Lillooet Feed Store are sponsoring the 7th annual Lillooet Garden Tour. That is happening tomorrow, 10 a.m., come rain or shine. I don't know if tickets are still available, but if they are, the cost is $10 for each ticket, and they are on sale now at the feed store from Carol at the PharmaSave or from Hospital Foundation members associated with the tour. Also a plant sale, a door prize, coffee and muffins, and lunch concession. Doesn't say where all of that is taking place, but I'm guessing that it's based at the feed store. And all proceeds will be donated to the Lillooet District Hospital Foundation. And coming on Sunday, the Lillooet Lions Father's Day Pancake Breakfast. That is this Sunday, the 15th, of course, 9 a.m. until noon. That'll be out of the Legion basement. The cost is $5 for adults, and children under the age of 6, the cost is $3. And sort of a, I guess, concert, probably slash dance taking place next week. I don't know about the dance part, but I imagine. This is going to be at the Lillooet Elks Hall on June the 19th. I checked that yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that's Thursday. Yes, it is Thursday of next week. This is by a group called King Crow and the Ladies from Hell, and it's the CD release tour for their new CD, Songs of Misery and Hope. And I suspect that the music is not as miserable as that title might make you it might make you think. Tickets are $15, available from the Cafe Doro, from IDA, the Wellness Center, the Country Store, and KC Health. Advance ticket sales only. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. The band starts at 7 p.m. And it says here about this band, King Crow and the Ladies from Hell, is an untethered dance party where excuse me, where folk music meets gypsy punk and loud Irish drinking songs. So it really does sound like a lot of fun. This is being sponsored by, well, it says here, HOOH or something like that, which I think is what is, I'm not sure if that they're associated anyway with the Bitterbine Hop Company here in Lillooet, and also sponsored by the Barkerville Brewing Company. And I'll be talking to Sam from the Bitterbine Hop Farm later on today. We'll do a little record a little interview. And I will get that on the air either later today or tomorrow, talking about this event and just generally about how things are going at the farm as well. That's it for the public service announcements today. I wanted to keep it a little short because of still a big piece to come, and then if we can an encore, it's going to take me well over time, but I don't care. We're going to turn now to music by the Finnish composer Eino Juhani Rautavaara, whose name I'm saying almost correctly. Born in 1928, and we're going to listen to the piece called Cantus Arcticus, subtitled Concerto for Birds and Orchestra. This is music that he wrote in 1972, and I'll just tell you a little about it. Actually, I'm going to be mostly reading and then doing a bit of paraphrasing of his own liner note for the CD. The Cantus Arcticus was commissioned by the Arctic University of Oulu. For its obviously in Finland, for its degree ceremony. Instead of the conventional festive cantata for choir and orchestra, I wrote a concerto for birds and orchestra. The bird sounds were taped in the Arctic Circle and the marshlands of Liminka. The first movement, called Suo, or the Marsh, opens with two solo flutes. They are gradually joined by other wind instruments and the sounds of bog birds in spring. Finally, the strings enter with a broad melody that might be interpreted as the voice and mood of a person walking in the wilds. The second movement, Melancholia, the featured bird here is the shore lark. And Rautavaara says that its Twitter has been brought down by 2 octaves, so it's been electronically manipulated in order to make sort of a virtual bird that doesn't really exist, but is based on one that does. And then the final movement is called Swans Migrating, and this involves 4 independent instrumental groups, and if I understand correctly, there's a certain amount of improvisation going on within those groups. He says here, the texture constantly increases in complexity, and the sounds of the migrating swans are multiplied to until finally the sound is lost in the distance. Even though this work written in 1972, I think you'll find it at the very least highly palatable. And a number of people in L'Alouette who have heard this when I've played it before on Snooze Button have gotten in touch or indirectly gotten in touch to say that they enjoyed it very, very much and would be happy to hear it again. So I'm very happy to oblige. And this is a recording with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. The conductor is Hannu Lintu. And as for the birds, I'm sorry, I don't know, can't give you credits for their individual names. We've been listening to music by Eino Juhani Rautavaara. We heard Cantus Arcticus, his piece for orchestra and recorded birdsong. A recording there with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. The conductor was Hannu Lintu. And I'm sorry, something went a little bit strange with the CD player in the first movement there. It started speeding up or skipping through stuff, and I didn't know what to do, so I stopped it. And then after thinking for a few seconds, I said, oh, well, I'll just try starting it again. And it seemed to be okay after that. Let's see, we are going to throw in an encore, late though it is, but I just wanted to mention that Vivian phoned in regarding the garden tour. Don't know still about the ticket situation, but there are going to be a number of info tables set up in the feed store area before the garden tour. Info on local wildlife and plant life and a variety of other subjects there. So, and that's open to the general public. You don't need a ticket for the garden tour for that, or a ticket. You don't need a ticket for the lunch concession or anything like that. So a number of activities taking place there at the feed store tomorrow should be fun. Okay, like I say, encore time. We are going to listen to a piece called Silver Birds. This is by a man named Charles Lethier, or maybe Charles Lethier. I have no idea. I don't know for sure if he's French, American, or what, or when he lived. But this is kind of a fun piece. It features the piccolo, and I don't think I've ever featured the piccolo before. So let's listen to this recording with John Braddock playing the piccolo, and he's playing with the Palm Court Theater Orchestra. Thank you. Silverbirds, music by Charles Lethier, or Charles Lethier, and we heard John Braddock playing the piccolo, which I don't think I've featured ever here on Snooze Button, and he was playing with the Palm Court Theater Orchestra. That's from a really fun CD called The Picnic Party that I've pulled out every now and then and played bits of here on Snooze Button, but I'm going to have to do some more because it's got great encore-type material on it. Okay, it's 9:14, and that means that I pretty much have to wrap up this incredibly long edition of Snooze.